MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa's rail crisis, I don't think I need to tell you, has dragged on for so long that the debate is no longer about diagnosing the failure, but about whether government and industry, the private sector, can finally execute a credible fix. The state says billions are being directed towards rail recovery. PRASA, as you might know, has brought back most of its passenger corridors, signaling that upgrades are underway. Private freight operators, this has been well reported, are being brought into the network. But after years of decline, of theft, underinvestment and missed targets, I think the real question is whether this is a genuine recovery or just another phase of reform language without enough delivery on the ground. Someone who's applied his mind to that is Florian Kellenberger, who's Chief Executive Officer of Siemens Mobility South Africa. Florian, welcome to you, and maybe let's get some context first. In your opinion, what is the single biggest reason that South Africa's rail recovery still keeps stalling?
Yeah, what is the most reason? I think we have to invest in South Africa rail business. And this is something you also mentioned before. We have a lot of things in our backlog. And for a good recovery now, we have to go forward bring the rails into a good shape, so to say.
Do you think we underestimate how much vandalism and cable theft has actually wiped out technical progress that has been made so far?
I don't think that we underestimate, but I think it's a huge threat. And I think in the last time, for example, TRIM shows that they are now able to much better deal with this situation and to fix this situation and bring it on a very, very good way how we can deal with it and can get mostly rid of that.
And there is some optimism here, Florian, as I referenced, that government is seriously talking about money and reform. Do you think, as someone who plays in the space, that this is more meaningfully different than we've heard in the past?
Yes, I think we are very good structured how we want to spend the money and where we want to go. And even to see that also countries from the outside are looking in and are willing to invest, this shows me that we are on a very good way.
How important in this whole recovery equation is the application of better and more effective technology?
Technology is very important because, for example, we as Siemens Mobility, we have global proven technologies and we can use these technologies to make it easier, to make it faster and to speed up the whole, so to say, value chain and use them for the operators, but also use them for the people who use the trains, for example, with the ticketing.
So how do you start prioritizing technology when it comes to a big build like this?
Yeah, the first thing is we have to take the proven technologies. We have then standardized technologies. And then the third thing is we need a very good execution discipline that we deliver on time. So these are, from my side, the priorities we have to take care of.
How do you get execution discipline right in this particular respect? Because unless that's done properly, it doesn't matter how much money you spend on a particular issue, it's going to fail. So how do you get that side of the equation right?
Yeah, you know, rail infrastructure, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint and not a short-term project. So we have to take care that with the suppliers we work, that they are reliable, that also our projects are reliable, and that we have a very good idea how we want to execute the projects on a timeline basis and with whom we have to speak and to improve our timetables.
As someone who sits slightly outside of the circle, opening the network, and I'm specifically referring here to Transnet, opening it to private operators does sound promising, Florian, but it all hinges on whether Transnet has the capacity to make that work properly. Are you confident in that respect as a private sector player?
Yes, we are. So we see that there is a lot of things going on, and we see also that there are very good possibilities to take, so to say, the best out of both worlds. So we can bring in our expertise from a private sector and we can also use the expertise from a government perspective. And when we bring this together, I think we can improve, and especially we can speed up the modernization of our rail infrastructure.
And do you think current investment plans, such as they are enough given the scale of the problem across freight and passenger rail in this country?
That's a good question. I think all the time it can be higher, but I think we have also to think about that we, for a lot of money, when we want to spend this money, we have also to take care that we have the capacity that we can really invest and really create an impact with this money, because I think that's the important topic, that we spend the money in the right way. And it's not only the amount of money, it's also, like I said before, the execution, and that this money really creates an impact.
And it's all about meaningful impact, isn't it? And this is a last question to you. What do you think should be used as the real test over the next 12 to 24 months to see, to judge, Florian, whether rail in this country is genuinely turning around? In other words, what's the right measurement matrix here?
I think there are different measurements. I think one measurement will be, do the people use our trains? Can they reliable use our transportation system? And also for freight, can we get much more freight on the rail? I think there are many topics that we can deliver from the mining to the harbor. And this is something where we can really measure it, and where we can see how we as a whole rail network create impact.
Florian Kellenberger, thank you very much indeed. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Siemens Mobility South Africa.